Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful. That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford, and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at GetBenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. GetBenefits.info. That's GetBenefits.info. GetBenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443. That's 312-588-9443.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
Every time you turn around, there's a new ad on the TV set. Bad drug. Call this lawyer. Are you on this, that, or the other? And it's all the stuff they're promoting the year before. I've got stomach issues, regular arthritis people have my age, and I wanted to get better, you know. Anything I can do that's healthy, that's natural, it makes sense. Tell Dr. Howard I really, really appreciate it. He made this stuff, because I'll tell you, it really makes a big difference. Everything seems to be better.
From now until May 10th, receive a 15% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. And just in time for Mother's Day, receive an extra $10 off any additional set of fruits and veggies you purchase. This offer will end on May 10th, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Are you looking for more than just a job, more than a career? Maybe a true mission where you can help families every day and help provide a great future for your own family? Let me tell you about Grace Advisors. Grace Advisors is on a mission to help serve and protect families. They're Christians working with Christians to help prepare them against events in life that can be catastrophic. They don't offer get-rich opportunities with huge risk. They offer sound, safe, and sensible planning for retirement, college planning, tax and estate planning, legacy gifting, and much more. If you work in the life insurance or financial services industry and are looking for an opportunity to provide a great future for your family while working with families who value the same core beliefs that you do, then you need to talk with Grace Advisors. They'll provide you free qualified leads and give you sales support with a complete back office to provide case assistance, appointment setting, administration assistance, and more. If you are ready to help families, not to sell them, go to ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. That's ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. Or call 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. Grace Advisors. It's not a new career. It's a new mission. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters. So there's a lot to get to today. Did you know that in Connecticut, there are girls that are going to miss out on going to college on athletic scholarships because they can't beat boys in track and field? Kelsey Bowler with us a little bit later in the hour or at some point in the day. Kristen B. Tate also here. Shelley Goldberg. And we start with Peter King.
Bench thinking. Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
We consider a report recommending that the House of Representatives hold Attorney General William Barr in contempt of Congress for defying a valid subpoena issued by this committee.
Why don't you hold off on this contempt until at least the guy who wrote the thing spent 22 months and $35 million with a whole bunch of Democrat lawyers putting it together? Why don't you wait and ask him next week before we do this contempt resolution?
Jerry Nadler and Jim Jordan, all from the Judiciary Committee. It's turned into a basic clown show. I've never seen an elected politician embarrass himself as badly as Gerald Nadler has since he has reclaimed control of the Judiciary Committee. And I say that as a proud New Yorker, as someone who wants very much people from our area of the country to succeed. But I am utterly appalled at the childish stupidity that Congressman Nadler is conducting himself with, especially when you consider that he can go read a report this very minute that has 98.7% of all of the report unredacted. Here to comment and to give us his thoughts on what's happening in his body of Congress is none other than a longtime fighter for what is good, Peter King, congressman from Long Island. Congressman, welcome back to Kevin McCullough. Good to have you, sir. Thanks for being here.
Kevin, you're very welcome. It's good to be with you. And it's not so good down here in Washington, though. I mean, this whole idea of contempt for the Attorney General, as you were saying, for not turning over certain documents relating to the report. The fact is, almost everything in the report has been made available to the public. That which is not, almost all of that is available to Jerry Nadler. He can go down, we call it a skiff, down in below the Capitol. You go in there, you read it in a room, you can take notes, you can talk about it to people that are on your staff. You're allowed to do that. Now, Kevin McCarthy, who's the Republican leader, he's been down there, he's read it. And why they're trying to make a stunt out of this, I think part of it is the Democrats are sort of caught in the middle here. Their base wants President Trump impeached. Nancy Pelosi realizes that that would be a bad move for the Democrats because people don't want impeachment. So even people who don't agree with President Trump don't want the country to go through impeachment when all the collusion charges have been totally disproved and thrown
out. Right.
So what the Democrats are trying to do is create as much confusion to take people's mind off the fact that there is no collusion, and they're sort of having these contempt proceedings against the Attorney General. It's just they're afraid to go for impeachment, so they're trying to create an image that they're doing something else. And it's wrong. The Wall Street Journal had a very good editorial on it. Basically, they don't have the guts to go for impeachment, so they're going through this contempt proceeding against the Attorney General. And first of all, it's foolish, but it's more than that. It really is a distraction from the real issues that face us today. We had a hearing this morning, the Homeland Security Committee, on the threats to the nation. And that's really what we should be talking about.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's wrong, and it's abuse of the process.
Well, Congressman Peter King, let me ask you this, because you referred to the Wall Street Journal editorial. But Democrats have always been somewhat good with theatrics, right? So there's always been a certain amount of drama that they like to bring to the table. And if they can make the country think that the president's on trial without actually having to put him on trial, I think they've made a calculated assessment that that's a win for them. But here's the problem. New polling, 4 out of 10 Democrats want the Judiciary Committee to move on. They want the Congress to move on. They want you guys to get back to the work of the American people, because there are significant issues that need to be addressed.
Yeah, there really are. I mean, you go right across the gamut. There's real issues there. There's real foreign policy threats. There's real terror threats. And you're talking about health care. We can go through any number of things.
Infrastructure, health care. Yeah,
infrastructure,
tons of stuff.
Very important. Infrastructure is absolutely essential. And that's an area where if people are serious, there can be real compromise made. There can be real progress. And again, I don't know if the Democrats are doing the right thing. I think what they're trying to cut their losses, their base. I agree with you. It's that a good number of Democrats do not want impeachment. But the base, these are the activists. These are the people who contribute the money. These are the people that come out and do the primaries. They desperately want President Trump removed. They want impeachment. They want to do everything they possibly can to hurt him and damage him and destroy him. And so that they have a disproportionate impact on the Democrats.
Sure.
And the Democrats are hoping that if they at least give them a contempt resolution, that'll make up for not going toward impeachment. And maybe it sounds like impeachment. I mean, that's what they... So
they're certainly trying to make that cloud look like it, for sure. I mean, that's
right.
The image. Let me ask you about that, though, Congressman, because 2020 is just around the corner, and, another congressional election goes with it.
Right now, you've got a number of Democrats that are pushing very extreme gun confiscation ideas. You've got the committees pushing on impeachment. You've got AOC pushing the new Green Deal. I don't see a Democratic Party right now that looks like it relates to the average taxpaying, many of them gun owning, many of them, middle of the road union workers that were in those Rust Belt states that thought that the Democrats forgot about them. And that's why they voted for President Trump to begin with. What is their strategy? It doesn't make any sense to me the direction that they're going.
Well, I think to a large extent, Nancy Pelosi agrees with you, not out of ideology, but she knows that for the Democrats to, for instance, keep control of the House, they have to win suburban seats. And they have to win the working class districts. And this is what Hillary Clinton lost in 2018. The Democrats got a number of them back in 2018, primarily because everyone who hated Trump came out. Many of the Trump supporters stayed home because he wasn't on the ballot. She knows that in 2020, all those Trump people who come out in 2016 are going to be out there again. So the Democrats pretty much reached their high water mark, I believe, in 2018. Anyone they didn't get in 2018 is going to win this year, for the most part, among Republicans. And Republicans can take back a lot of those seats that were lost because President Trump will be on the ballot. And President Trump, listen, if he wants to win Pennsylvania, if he wants to win Wisconsin, if he wants to meet Michigan and Ohio, if he wants to win them, the Democrats are making it easy for him.
Yeah,
and,
no, I agree.
They're going off on issues that just appeal to a liberal base and it ignores middle America.
Let me ask you about your committee's expertise for just a second before we're done. We've seen a carrier be moved into the Mediterranean in a more proactive posture. We are seeing China and the issues that are going on there. How are we doing on the foreign affairs front right now, Peter King?
The president has us on offense, and that's why we're moving. We're not going to be caught short. We're not going to make mistakes President Obama did, like by inviting the Russians into Syria and then not following through on his red line. No, listen, Iran is the real threat right now. The president did the right thing in pulling out of the nuclear agreement by sending the aircraft carriers there. He's telling them, the aircraft carrier there, that we're not fooling around. And if they take any action at all, the U.S. can respond almost immediately. Iran is a real threat. Russia will always be a certain amount of threat. China is a combination of military and economic threat, but they're also rational. They know that the U.S. will respond. Iran is much more of the radical type government, and they may be tempted to do something to either an attack on a U.S. installation or attack on our allies. And so that's why the president wants them to know if they take any action at all, he's going to retaliate.
Well, as a patriot who has a brother-in-law who's in forward active duty on a carrier right this minute, we live in the sobriety of this moment. And yeah, I'm glad that we have a president who is on offense, because we cannot allow that evil to come find us. We've got to stomp it out before it gets here.
Yep, absolutely. You know, we made the mistake once before with Al-Qaeda, and we saw what happened on September 11th. None of us wants to go through another 9/11, and Al-Qaeda was just a paramilitary-type force. Iran is a state terror. They have the full might of a government behind them and a military, and they have groups like Hezbollah, the Iranian Guard. So they are much better in a position to attack us, which is why we have to be ready to destroy them if they even try it.
Yeah. Congressman, thank you for fighting the good fight on what you're doing every single day. Thanks for being here.
Kevin, thank you very much.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio. We've got a ton of stuff to get to. It's a big breaking news edition. Kristen B. Tate, Shelley Goldberg, Kelsey Bowler, and John Katsimatidis before we're done.
There's simply no explanation. Just sounds like a miracle.
Breakthrough is the feel-good inspirational movie event audiences around the country are raving about.
He just came back to life.
Critics are calling it remarkable. A heartwarming story of faith, love, and community.
The old fiercest mama bear that I've ever known.
From the producers of Miracles from Heaven.
The power of God's love makes all things possible.
Breakthrough. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Not playing. Only in theaters.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I have not had interrupted sleep. No more folding the pillow in half, no more flat, lifeless pillows. MyPillow changed my life. It stays cool all night long. No more waking up at 3 a.m. to flip to the cool side of the pillow. It keeps its shape. No more reshaping my pillow in the middle of the night. And it comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it, don't like it, return it. No questions asked. Mike said so. MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. It's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? I didn't think so. You can toss a MyPillow in your washer dryer, and it's like new again. Try doing that with your current pillow, see what happens. And when you get the feathers all over the place, don't blame me. For a limited time, get two premium MyPillows for one low price and free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one low price for two premium MyPillows. So call now, 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641. Use promo code KMC or go to MyPillow.com, but make sure you use the promo code KMC. That's 800-506-2641 and promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10ergy. Hydrate and CoQ10ergize the healthy way.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Are you looking for more than just a job, more than a career? Maybe a true mission where you can help families every day and help provide a great future for your own family? Let me tell you about Grace Advisors. Grace Advisors is on a mission to help serve and protect families. They're Christians working with Christians to help prepare them against events in life that can be catastrophic. They don't offer get-rich opportunities with huge risk. They offer sound, safe, and sensible planning for retirement, college planning, tax and estate planning, legacy gifting, and much more. If you work in the life insurance or financial services industry and are looking for an opportunity to provide a great future for your family while working with families who value the same core beliefs that you do, then you need to talk with Grace Advisors. They'll provide you free qualified leads and give you sales support with a complete back office to provide case assistance, appointment setting, administration assistance, and more. If you are ready to help families, not to sell them, go to ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. That's ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. Or call 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. Grace Advisors. It's not a new career. It's a new mission.
Libertarian or conservative? How about a take on government that's just chock full of common sense? Kristen B. Tate gives her take exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
And I'm so grateful. We've got the best contributors to Kevin McCullough Radio, and sometimes they're busy, and sometimes they make time for us, even though they have many other things to do. My next guest has a pack today, but she's worked us in. Thank you so much, Kristen B. Tate, for being here. I want to get your reaction to the story from this morning and kind of middle of the day. The Democrats went ahead and decided to vote to hold into contempt A.G. Barr. Now, that's, you know, the floor proceedings and all. But when the committee sent it out, that's the main thing that they were firing the shot across the bow. President does executive privilege for the first time in the entire Russia process. Your reaction, Kristen Tate?
Well, thank you so much for having me, Kevin. It's always a pleasure. You know, to me, this just reeks of more resistance from the Democratic Party. This is who the Democrats are. This is the identity of their party. They have become obsessed with taking down Donald Trump and his administration. William Barr has been nothing but professional. He has done everything that he has told Congress he's going to do. He's been extremely transparent and forthcoming. This is a man with an establishment, an established career. He is not a Trumpian by any means. He's an establishment figure from the Bush era and the Clinton era. So this to me, it's just the Democrats being the Democrats and doing what they do, which is trying to thwart the Trump administration. But I've got to tell you, Kevin, as we've talked about before, I think this is going to backfire on the Democrats in 2020 because they are offering no policy solution to their own constituents.
No, I think you're right. And for the record, for the legal record, Attorney General Barr was never required to make a summary. He was never required to redact 98.7% of the full report. He was never required to even speak to Congress. And the fact that they think they've done something by holding him in contempt is laughable. But you know why it's also laughable is because a few years ago, the Republicans held Eric Holder in contempt. Now, what'd they hold him in contempt for? Because he was he did not want to testify and implicate his own actions in a little thing called Fast and Furious, the gun running scandal that occurred on Obama's watch. He didn't want to implicate himself, so he didn't show up. So they held him in contempt. They're holding Barr in contempt now for what reason? Because they want to know who he's investigating of their own brethren. With the Democrats, it's one thing and one thing only. Look out for number one, cover our backside, and lie to the American people. And I'm Kirsten, I'm sick and tired of it. I've had enough.
Yeah, you're so right. And by the way, you know, it's even more infuriating is that all the while Eric Holder's been going on Twitter, sending out tweets about how disgusted he is with William Barr. And it's like, you know, nobody wants to hear this from you, right, Eric Holder, after his conduct. He has no place saying that Bill Barr is acting like attorney to the president, not attorney general for the United States.
Especially when he was titled
hyper-partisan.
Especially when it was his title that was the president's wingman. Hey, let's move to your column for this week because you write about taxes. You write for The Hill and you write a lot about what people are paying. And you open our eyes to the stuff that we don't even realize most of the time. And your newest one is titled Moving from New York to Florida Saves Much More Than Just Taxes. What are you aiming at here, Kristen?
So, you know, by this point, everyone realizes that New York just clobbers you with taxes, state and local. And this is why a lot of people are moving down to Florida, especially older folks. And it's why there's been a big hole in New York's state budget to the tune of like $2.5 billion.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to point out all of the other ways that people actually save money by moving to Florida from New York. Even things that seem as little as parking. I mean, that can save you thousands of dollars per year. And costs of living such as groceries, going out to eat, all of these other costs that people may not even think about in addition to the huge disparity in tax expenses. So that was my goal this week, was to show why so many people are making this move beyond just their bottom line tax bill.
Well, it's the bottom line is the bottom line, whether it's taxes or what you're shoveling out for other things. And the thing that I find interesting, Kristen, is the politicians here in New York act as though they genuinely have no clue as to why this is happening. You look at de Blasio and Cuomo and you try to ask them questions about, how are you going to start rebuilding your labor base? How are you going to, your workforce? How are you going to bring and incentivize a new industry to come to the state or to the city? And even when they think they've got a done deal, then you've got the crazy wacko AOC that's willing to run them out of town. I mean, New York is problematic, and I love the city. There's a reason I want to be here. But we are a city and a state in abject decline. And it's the refusal to even acknowledge what the facts are that I think are what's leading us there.
Not only is there a refusal to acknowledge the facts, New York's leaders just doubled down on the policies that created this problem in the first place. I'm sure you saw a few weeks ago, de Blasio and Cuomo were discussing an out-of-state tax, which would be levied on people who have part-time homes in New York. So, you know, even if you don't pay income taxes in the state of New York, but you have like a second home or a little apartment in New York City, they're going to be taxing you now if this goes through. So this is what they do. They just they make life as miserable for tax-paying residents as possible and then wonder why those same tax-paying residents are leaving in droves.
What's the political strategy then for that? Are they just hoping to just be a state completely peopled by the indigent that can't pay for anything and don't have any way of helping build an economy?
I mean, I think that they're hoping that New York's weight as a big player on the world stage in banking and law and, you know, other industries like show business will make people stay out of necessity. But we're seeing those industries become increasingly geographically diversified.
Yep. I don't have to. I can do this show from any internet connection on planet Earth, and I don't have to be here. I want to be here. I love the city. I want to be part of this great place. But, you know, they keep making it as incentivized as possible to not want to be, and that's really hard. Kristen B. Tate, always appreciate your take on everything. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Kevin.
Follow her on Twitter at Kristen B. Tate. And, of course, read her in The Hill. Watch her on cable TV and catch her on radio right here at Kevin McCullough Radio. Coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I have not had interrupted sleep. No more folding the pillow in half. No more flat, lifeless pillows. MyPillow changed my life. It stays cool all night long. No more waking up at 3 a.m. to flip to the cool side of the pillow. It keeps its shape. No more reshaping my pillow in the middle of the night. And it comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it, don't like it, return it. No questions asked. Mike said so. MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. It's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? I didn't think so. You can toss a MyPillow in your washer-dryer, and it's like new again. Try doing that with your current pillow, see what happens, and when you get the feathers all over the place, don't blame me. For a limited time, get two premium MyPillows for one low price and free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one low price for two premium MyPillows. So call now, 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641. Use promo code KMC. Or go to MyPillow.com, but make sure you use the promo code KMC. That's 800-506-2641 and promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, I'm not finding any end to the number of uses that Balance of Nature is helping take care of. Recently, I had a little bacterial infection, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to have to go to the doctor and get antibiotics and all this other stuff. I upped my Balance of Nature dose and said, you know what, I'm going to supercharge my immune system and see if it can't knock it out. And I'm telling you, within a half a day, I was already feeling significantly better. And I'm telling you right now, by the time we get around to tomorrow's broadcast, I'm feeling I'm going to be close to 100%. But you wait and see. We'll judge it together when we get there. But if you're feeling run down, don't have energy, or maybe you're fighting those colds or allergies or those little infections and you wonder if there's anything you can do, well, each vegetarian capsule has 10 servings of fruits and veggies. That's tens of thousands of vital nutrients that are working together to make your immune system even tougher. People report their skin improves. They have a lot more energy, and you improve the quality of your life. Now, Balance of Nature never claims to heal anything. But friends, they have so many hundreds of thousands of firsthand testimonials, you're going to know for yourself if it makes a difference. So from now until May 10th, get a 15% discount and free shipping when you make your first order of Balance of Nature. And it's just in time for Mother's Day to get extra $10 off when you buy a second set of fruits and veggies, perfect for mom, especially if you want to see her have more energy. This offer will end May 10th, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, that's 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code KMC. That's 800-246-8751.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Are you looking for more than just a job, more than a career? Maybe a true mission where you can help families every day and help provide a great future for your own family? Let me tell you about Grace Advisors. Grace Advisors is on a mission to help serve and protect families. They're Christians working with Christians to help prepare them against events in life that can be catastrophic. They don't offer get-rich opportunities with huge risk. They offer sound, safe, and sensible planning for retirement, college planning, tax and estate planning, legacy gifting, and much more. If you work in the life insurance or financial services industry and are looking for an opportunity to provide a great future for your family while working with families who value the same core beliefs that you do, then you need to talk with Grace Advisors. They'll provide you free qualified leads and give you sales support with a complete back office to provide case assistance, appointment setting, administration assistance, and more. If you are ready to help families, not to sell them, go to ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. That's ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. Or call 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. Grace Advisors. It's not a new career. It's a new mission.
She's helped parents do it better since her days in New York One. Now, she helps you hack the parenting code one tip at a time. Shelley Goldberg and the Parenting Express, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Yeah, the design of this segment specifically is to do something, one thing a week for you that will give you some degree of mastery of being a better parent. And that's why we call it the Parenting Express. And that's why I'm very thankful to have the longtime parenting reporter for New York One, Shelley Goldberg, now as a contributor on these topics, because she's reported on a lot of these things, seen a lot of these things over the years. And Shelley, it's a very obviously contentious political day. Everybody I've talked to so far, we've weighed in on, an attorney general being held in contempt and Jerry Nadler, posing in his hostile posture as to what he's expecting and so forth. And, when kids see some of this, or maybe they hear it being discussed at the dinner table or at other times, there may be a lot of confusion. So you've decided to help us today figure out how to communicate all of that. What motivated you to bring it to our attention today?
Well, like you, Kevin, I'm watching these hearings, and the news is no longer, simple. It's so complicated. I mean, you literally have to do a lot of critical thinking. You have to have a knowledge of history, of emotional intelligence. You have to have great detective skills, brainwashing skills. It's exhausting. It's exhausting for me, so it has to be exhausting for teens and kids in middle school.
Sure.
And I also think, and I think, Kevin, that when kids watch this, they become worried and anxious because it's like watching your parents fighting. That's what I think it feels like to kids. It's an ongoing argument. If it's
and sometimes,
and
sometimes it is your parents fighting, because if your parents don't agree politically, if they're of two different stripes, it can turn into actual fighting within the household.
That's right. That's right. And dating, by the way, I hear a lot of people who are dating that political lines are drawn in the sand before people even go out on the first date. So shame on our lawmakers, by the way, that there's this total disregard for families and children and the way they talk. It's all so disrespectful. So what can all of us do? I think the first thing is to know that current events have to be, and politics really have to be, discussed with older children on a regular basis. For kids under 7, just turn off the radio, turn off the TV, just keep it away from them. It's not, let them go out and play and, with build blocks, Legos. But for older kids, it's certainly something you want to be talking about all the time. So what can Kevin do? I think the first thing that, Kevin, you can do with your children is put things in context. Simplify. Mm. Give them the big, broad strokes. 2, talk about behavior. Mm-hmm. Because so much of this is appropriateness of behavior and lack of civility. And I would ask your kids to weigh in and, does this bother you? What do you think about all of this? And I also think, Kevin, it's a great opportunity to talk about the power of language, the power of words, the power of labels, how we use language to distort, lie, belittle, persuade. This is a teaching opportunity at its best. So I would do this on a regular basis and really dissect it with older children. Then where you want to go is, what can kids do to improve the situation? How can they take some action? How can they get involved? So some suggestions might be letters to lawmakers, join an organization that reflects your values, your views. Maybe it's a McCullough family newspaper, a weekly review of the news. I mean, I think that might go over very well in your house, especially with Jonathan. Who's,
yeah.
Yes.
Well, no, James is, he's become a And I do this in a moderate amount. I don't let him do it often, but he loves to watch what he calls Fox News Alert. That's because whenever I have Fox on, they always go Fox News Alert and flash it across the screen. And he thinks that's the name of the whole channel. But yeah, there, I mean, and he has a natural curiosity and he's asking questions. And I do. I try to. I think the simplification tip is really good, Shelley, because I don't think that they can handle much detail at that stage, at 9 years of age. But they are generally interested in knowing what the direction of things are going. So what does this mean, Dad, if, you know, President Trump gets reelected, or what, you know, what does this mean if this congressman said this or so? I try to give kind of that big picture, kind of overarching, sweeping kind of thing without getting into the nitty gritty, because, you know, he's got the rest of his life to turn on Kevin McCullough Radio and listen to the daily details and the minutia of everything. At this stage of life, I just want him to, I guess, know what's age appropriate and be able to intelligently, you know, hold an opinion about it.
Okay, so I love the simplifying for you, especially for you, because he's nine. And also make sure, Kevin, that you give kids a chance to share their opinions. And
absolutely.
There are going to be times when they differ from yours. But before we jump in and correct them and say, no, how could you possibly think that Trump, you know, thinks this, or Jerry Nadler thinks this? Give them an opportunity to just vent and express what they're seeing and how they're feeling.
Yeah.
And I think the last thing is, because it's overload, it's information overload, is you have to make sure to take spiritual care of yourself and your family, which means you have to make sure that to balance out all the news, there are times you just turn off the radio, turn off the TV, and get a lot of physical activity. Get out there, enjoy the fresh air, and just walk away.
Yeah, no, that's well said.
You just have to walk away.
Sometimes for the whole weekend. Sometimes from Friday night all the way to Monday morning. Just turn it all off. Great stuff, Shelley, as always. And I think that's been very helpful for a lot of people today. It's Shelley Goldberg, The Parenting Express. You want to get any of Shelley's parenting tips, we've got them all stored for you in the Kevin McCullough podcast page at SoundCloud.com, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Shelley, always a pleasure to have you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Kevin McCullough, when we come back, more breaking news as it happens, and my final thoughts still ahead. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I have not had interrupted sleep. No more folding the pillow in half. No more flat, lifeless pillows. MyPillow changed my life. It stays cool all night long. No more waking up at 3 a.m. to flip to the cool side of the pillow. It keeps its shape. No more reshaping my pillow in the middle of the night. And it comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it, don't like it, return it. No questions asked. Mike said so. MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. It's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? I didn't think so. You can toss a MyPillow in your washer dryer, and it's like new again. Try doing that with your current pillow, see what happens, and when you get the feathers all over the place, don't blame me. For a limited time, get two premium MyPillows for one low price and free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one low price for two premium MyPillows. So call now, 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641. Use promo code KMC. Or go to MyPillow.com, but make sure you use the promo code KMC. That's 800-506-2641 and promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, I'm not finding any end to the number of uses that Balance of Nature is helping take care of. Recently, I had a little... it was a little bacterial infection, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to have to go to the doctor and get antibiotics and all this other stuff. I upped my Balance of Nature dose and said, you know what? I'm going to supercharge my immune system and see if it can't knock it out. And I'm telling you, within a half a day, I was already feeling significantly better. And I'm telling you right now, by the time we get around to tomorrow's broadcast, I'm feeling I'm going to be close to 100%. But you wait and see. We'll judge it together when we get there. But if you're feeling run down, don't have energy, or maybe you're fighting those colds or allergies or those little infections and you wonder if there's anything you can do, well, each vegetarian capsule has 10 servings of fruits and veggies. That's tens of thousands of vital nutrients that are working together to make your immune system even tougher. People report their skin improves. They have a lot more energy, and you improve the quality of your life. Now, Balance of Nature never claims to heal anything. But friends, they have so many hundreds of thousands of firsthand testimonials, you're going to know for yourself if it makes a difference. So from now until May 10th, get a 15% discount and free
shipping when you make your first order of Balance of Nature. And it's just in time for Mother's Day to get extra $10 off when you buy a second set of fruits and veggies. Perfect for mom, especially if you want to see her have more energy. This offer will end May 10th, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code KMC. That's 800-246-8751.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10 Energy. Hydrate and CoQ10 Energize the healthy way. Everywhere I go, oh, I say is it all.
Take one modern lady, mixed with classic sensibilities and a keen eye on what's news. A fellow at the Independent Women's Forum and a reporter for the Daily Signal, Kelsey Bowler, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
It's giving the transgender females the right to compete with biological females. And eventually, it's going to get to the point where the biological females will be on the sidelines watching their own sports.
It's a really sad story, and it's one that Kelsey Bowler featured in her newest film for the Daily Signal. Kelsey rejoins us on this Wednesday. Kelsey, thanks for making time for us. Everybody's schedule is so crazy and busy today, but we're grateful for your time out.
Hi, Kevin. It's great to be here.
You and I contacted each other earlier in the week because I was so moved by your current film. I want to talk about that. I want to give plenty of time. It's all about the Glastonbury, Connecticut sports programs and what's really happening there. But before I do that, let's deal with some of the breaking news. A.G. Barr, now Nadler, is voted to hold him in contempt. Kelsey, 98.7% of the original Mueller report has been redacted. What is it yet that he has not given them?
Well, the fact that Jerry Nadler, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, has access to a version of the Mueller report that has less redactions than the general public has access to, only 2% of material redacted, and is refusing to go read that version of the report, instead taking the step of holding the Attorney General in contempt of Congress for refusing to release this report, I think tells you everything you need to know about what's happening here. This is political theater. This is clearly the Democrats trying to make a statement against President Trump. This is not productive. It's not going to accomplish anything.
Right.
And it really just goes to show the Democrats are not interested in defeating President Trump and Republicans in the marketplace for ideas. All they want to do is stir up these manufactured scandals and investigations. And the American people see through it. Even 4 in 10 Democrats are ready to move on from this investigation. It's really time to talk about policy, but sadly, this appears that Democrats are just going to attempt to drag it on.
I can't agree with you more. Sadly, though, it seems to be a partisan issue, because you covered in this morning's Bright Email a story that we talked about yesterday with Chad Felix Green, and that is this Democratic Pennsylvania State Rep. Brian Sims actually harassing teens, doxing them, but revealing their homes' addresses and their private information, and then berating a woman praying outside on the sidewalk. She happened to be near a Planned Parenthood clinic. But what's your take of this open, hostile, want to fight you to just to pick a fight kind of mentality that the Democratic Party finds itself in right now?
it shows how hypocritical Democrats are and the media for the way, you know, most of the mainstream media is not covering what you're referring to, which is a state member of Congress wanting to dox children, wanting to make their information publicly available so they can face some sort of retribution for going out and praying to save the unborn. And also, you know, this is someone who went out and harassed an elderly woman for doing the same. These are all peaceful demonstrators. This is what America is supposed to be about. This is what Democrats are doing on a daily basis, just far louder on the streets. And so I think it's hypocritical, and it just shows it shows a lack of respect for what our democracy was built on.
Yeah. Your new film that is produced for the Daily Signal, and this is what you excel in, and this last one is one of your best pieces ever, Kelsey. The cinematography is beautiful. The story is moving. You cannot help but understand the narrative and the what's taking place in it. But you highlighted the genuine concern that the girls that are participating in Connecticut in high school sports are facing because they're having to line up across from transgender boys, transgender girls, boys anatomically, that are beating them in race after race after race. In fact, one person says in your film, the future of girls' sports will be erased. There will only be male sports and co-ed sports. Why did you choose to cover this story, and what did you learn in doing so?
So a lot of people have seen the headlines about biological boys beating girls in athletics, in track in Connecticut. And this is something that can and will happen across high schools and colleges across the country if the Equality Act passes in Congress, which is something that Democrats are pushing right now. And the reason I went to Connecticut and spoke with some of these girls is because often you hear one side of the story, that is the side of the transgender athletes overcoming the emotions that they're going through in their transitioning. But the fact of the matter is, when girls are getting beat in their own sports by boys, that is very emotional for them too. Mm-hmm. And the problem is, very few girls are willing to speak out publicly about this because they know they will be called transphobic, bigots, intolerant, and they also fear being blacklisted from colleges. These are high school girls who have hopes of attending college, and they think if they put their name out there, that, you know, any coach or administrator who disagrees with them would blacklist them, not wanting them to attend their institutions, which I think says a lot about the state of our, the problematic state our society is right now. So I went up there. One girl, Selena Soule, was brave enough to go on camera and speak about the fact that she didn't make the New England regionals because there were two biological boys who took first and second place. She lost the opportunity to be competing in front of college coaches. And then I also spoke with a handful of girls off camera. I recorded them, their voices, and we altered their voices because that's how much they fear being outed and being bullied for their opinions. But
right.
The fact of the matter is, in this high school and in other high schools, a lot of girls realize that this is not a fair situation, and they want to do something about it. They just don't know what.
I think most fathers of most girls think that this is not a fair situation either, and I think you've really hit on something important here. Kelsey, always terrific work, but this one is really, really done superbly. In fact, I think it should be nominated for a short film Oscar. It's that good. The quality is that good. Friends, you got to go see it. It's at the Daily Signal. And Kelsey will join me this weekend to talk about this a little bit in greater depth on the weekend show. Kelsey, have a great day. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Kevin. I appreciate it.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
Every time you turn around, there's a new ad on the TV set, bad drug, call this lawyer, are you on this, that, or the other? And it's all the stuff they're promoting the year before. I've got stomach issues, regular arthritis, people have my age, and I wanted to get better, you know. Anything I can do that's healthy, that's natural, it makes sense. Tell Dr. Howard I really, really appreciate it. He made this stuff because I'll tell you, it really makes a big difference. Everything seems to be better.
From now until May 10th, receive a 15% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. And just in time for Mother's Day, receive an extra $10 off any additional set of fruits and veggies you purchase. This offer will end on May 10th, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful. That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at GetBenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. GetBenefits.info. That's GetBenefits.info. GetBenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443. That's 312-588-9443.
There's simply no explanation. Just sounds a miracle.
Breakthrough is the feel-good inspirational movie event audiences around the country are raving about.
He just came back to life.
Critics are calling it remarkable. A heartwarming story of faith, love, and community.
The fiercest mama bear that I've ever known.
From the producers of Miracles from Heaven.
The power of God's love makes all things possible.
Breakthrough. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Not playing. Only in theaters.
You need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Always keeping our eye on what's going on and grateful that we can do so for you every single day and trying to get you, you know, the best analysis, the latest information, and just helping you understand the breaking news as it happens, what it means, why it matters. Facts are often kind of key to this, and I sometimes get things wrong, and sometimes I have fact checkers like Frank Morano and other people that take great delight, almost perverse delight, in making sure that I am corrected. But I still cling to facts because facts are those things that even though I may make a very emotional case for something, that when you really understand and see facts, then you begin to have an informed set of feelings, not just a set of feelings. And most Democrats don't care about facts. They just want your feelings. So I'm trying to be different from the people that I criticize most of the time. But I do have to draw a couple of draw your attention to a couple of things this afternoon. Cory Booker said yesterday in the Washington Examiner that Americans should be thrown in jail, quote unquote, thrown in jail, if they won't give up their guns. This is in the Washington Examiner. And I don't know if he's done a calculation because I know gun confiscation is his new pet project. It's his new hot thing. It's like what he thinks is going to make him stand out from all the other progressive leftists that are trying to take guns away from the American people. But if Americans choose not to give up their guns, they should be thrown in jail. You're going to jail 300 million gun owners? Now, I know we don't have 300 million people living in the country, but that tells you how many guns are there. And you could, I guess, legally issue a license for a warrant for an arrest for every person that didn't do it. You're going to jail 300 million gun owners? How are you going to do that, Corey? The other statistics that are hard for people right now, Gallup released its approval rating for the president this week, 46% at this stage of the presidency. By comparison, a man named Ronald Reagan was at 43%. This very same week of his very first term, 43%. He won 49 of 50 states in his reelect. President Obama also, this stage of his first term, 44%. So President Trump is 2 points ahead of where Obama was and 3 points ahead of Ronald Reagan was. And both of those gentlemen won overwhelming, seismic landslides in their reelection bid. That's why I've said 34 to 37 states, unless you come for guns, and then he may win 40. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.